This is Drunk
Jester Media.
Another tale of the Dragon's Rest? You don't want to hear something different? Bognar the Brilliant and his 700 wives? That title doesn't seize you? He has so many wives! The story explains how each died. That's 700 unique deaths! I bet you can only think of like 14 deaths, tops! I can refuse you not. Look at all the friends you have brought to listen with you. Night after night, our audience has grown. We could do with a few more women in the 40 to 60 demo, but no. What you've done is wonderful. Tonight's story? Well, after this, I may need some rest. So it should be a good one, shouldn't it? I know. We'll end the season. I'm talking about the harvest ceremonies. You remember those? It began, as all good stories start, with action. In the city of Farwater, heroic hopefuls seek out their maiden quests in seedy bars. But this is not their story. This is the story of those who make their home within such a tavern. The servers, minstrels, drunks, and more, whose lives center around the Dragon's Rest. This week's tale, When the Night is Black.
Have at thee, evildoer!
Can we have one practice where you're not in character?
By my sword, your villainy will meet its end this day.
Looking great, Billy!
Thank you! Fair maiden.
Focus up!
Do we have to watch this?
Come now, drunk. Revel in the boy's progress with us.
Magnus, a wizard being impressed by a blade is like a dragon being impressed by a matchbox.
Shut up! Billy has her on the ropes now.
Good!
Excellent parry! Start to the left.
Your words mean nothing to me when valor is on the line. Prepare, you who they call Shax.
No.
For the golden.
Idiot.
Strike.
Watch out.
Of justice.
You really have to give that up. Now yield.
Never surrender.
What? Billy, do you see where my sword is?
Never. Give up.
Billy.
Whoa. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh. Don't touch it.
It's just a cut.
I could have killed you. What were you thinking?
Reginald the Gold never yields. He always perseveres. I cannot call myself a hero if I don't do the same.
That is honorable.
No, Magnus, no. Stupid. Very stupid. You are fighting in the King's Tournament today, Billy. There will be people there more experienced than you. More experienced than me. Surrender is allowed. Encouraged.
I'm not going to be a coward.
A coward? No, Billy!
Well, I'd love to stay and enjoy the umpteenth argument you two have had this week, but Nolan and I have plans.
What plans?
To get drunk!
No. Not to get drunk. What my compatriot has failed to explain is that we're not going to be drinking the beer. We're going on a tasting tour.
This is where he loses me.
Oh, I lost you, a compatriot.
How are we going to taste the beer if we don't drink it?
Swish and spit. You swish and spit. It's for sophisticated people.
You told me that was rude. Now it's sophisticated?
Nolan, spitting peanut shells at me isn't sophisticated.
I don't know. People clap.
Oh, Magnus, are you still good to cover the bar until after the tournament?
Anything for you, Shax.
Ooh, easy, lover boy.
I need you to be vigilant today. It's the harvest ceremonies, which means miners will try to take advantage of you being overwhelmed at the bar.
Gilroy, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just surprised you didn't misunderstand mine or for miner.
Or what?
What?
Mine or what?
Never mind.
Anyway, Magnus, make sure everyone is of age before you serve them.
Never worry, Shax. No one can pick a kid out of a crowd like Magnus Ironbelt.
Oh, Magnus, you must have known there was a better way to phrase that.
I said what I said.
Okay, the bleeding stopped. Time Time to get ready!
Our noble squire readied himself for the quest ahead. His party of supporters assembled outside the bar to wish him luck. Their kind words would bolster his heart for trials ahead.
Listen, don't die.
Coming from you, Gilroy, that means the world.
No, listen. Really, I have money on your first fight.
See, Shax? Even Gilroy's betting I'll win.
What? No, gods, no. I just bet that you wouldn't die.
All the same. Come here, you!
I can't stop this, can I?
Nope!
Oh. Billy, you're squeezing the air out of me.
Sorry, Gilroy.
My boy, may I give you some last-minute advice?
Oh, yes, of course.
Your only goal must be to win.
Oh, gods.
I want you to do whatever it takes to do that. Throw dirt in their visor, pull their armor straps, or use the Magnus original, the Codpiece Cave-In.
What's the Codpiece Cave-In?
You wind up real good with your dominant foot, then you just...
Are you claiming to have invented kicking someone in the balls?
I upped the branding is all.
Magnus, are these the tactics that got you disbarred from being within 100 feet of the event to begin with?
Ah, the very same.
Okay. Well, thank you, you old dog, you.
Ah, bring her here, lad.
I'm next. Oh, Billy, you are so handsome. It's hard to believe we watched you grow up.
I've only been here for 6 months.
And those months have just flown by these past few years.
Okay.
Now, a knight should never ride out without a token from a princess.
But since we don't have one of those...
I thought I'd give you this.
Is this a napkin from the bar?
It's one of the fancy white embroidered ones. Look, it has your initials.
No, it says D-R, as in dragons... It's fine, you know, I love it.
Hug!
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. Everyone else had a whole...
Gave you the armor, didn't I?
Can I get a hug?
I don't hug.
Wait, that's Shax's armor?
That explains the boob plates.
It's from when I was 12. It was the only kit that would fit him.
That's how big your boobs were when you were 12? High five, sister.
Oh, it's only until I can save up for my own. Or, you know, the king has some made for me after I win today.
All right, let's get moving before you get stuck in a daydream for the next hour.
Bye, guys!
Bye,
best
Billy!
Best of luck, lad!
Claw me 7 crown if you die.
Wow. I've never seen so many people in my life.
Next!
Hello! I'm here to inquire on the possibility of signing myself up to engage in a bout or several of good old-fashioned sword-against-sword test of metal, both physical and spiritual.
You're entering the tournament?
Oh, you've got me.
Sign on this waiver.
Super!
I'm sorry, but I just want to make sure he's very young. He can sign up, right?
How many plagues have you lived through, kid?
Oh, just the last two.
He's old enough.
And he's tall enough, right?
The gnome said our height requirement was discriminatory, so it's been waived.
He does fake his accent. Is that a disability?
Very good, Shax. Could you give us a moment? Hurry up! What are you doing?
I just want everything to be above board.
You're going to get me disqualified.
I am not. There are rules and regulations to keep you safe. I want to make sure we don't break any.
Fine. All right, thank you for bearing with us. We are all set.
Are there different age groups, perhaps?
Shax!
Could Billy join the 8 to 11s?
8 to 11s?
No. I'm sorry, do you want to join or not? I'm confused.
I do. Sign here?
That's right. All right, take your number.
Well, here's where I leave you, Shax. You are sure about that hug?
Yeah, I'm good. He can't be accompanied in.
Would you like to go in with your son?
She's not my mother.
I'm not his mother.
Okay, I don't care. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
So we hate Shax, and we're betraying her to get drunk at other bars?
No, you're completely twisting my words. I'm just tired of drinking the same boring ale at the same boring tavern every day. We're branching out.
If you say so.
I do say. Barmaid.
Don't I know you?
I don't owe you money, do I?
Not you. This girl.
Hi, Charlene. It's me, Nolan.
Nolan, sweetheart. Oh, please tell me you didn't come to buy an entire keg off me again.
We want to be sophisticated today. Can you get us something sophisticated?
Two noblemen's nipples coming up.
Here's your ale.
Thank you.
Out of my way, tall guy.
Excuse me.
I'm Pipsy. One beer, please.
How old are you?
Old enough.
You look like you just learned to walk.
And I'm aiming to forget how. Beer me, dwarf.
Nice try. Get lost.
So, remember, if you have to surrender, just hold up something white and wave it.
I won't have to.
Well, we hope you won't have to.
Because you trained me really well. I can't lose.
No, you can, but that's okay, because you can lose without dying.
I wonder who I'll fight first.
It also helps when you surrender that you yell a lot so they know you give up. Like, I give up, I surrender, don't kill me.
Or I could yell, never surrender, never give up, and then win.
Just in case, Billy, listen.
Oh, Jax, there's the tournament board.
Next up, number 28.
That's me.
We'll be fighting number one. Number one.
Who's number one?
No.
What? What's happening?
Good luck to number 28.
Hey, lady.
Billy, number one is the Black Knight.
Ooh. He sounds cool.
We're pulling you out of the fight.
What?
Here are your pants.
Thank you.
You already drunk, sugar?
Oh, just a little buzzed.
He has to be. For his magic bone.
Does it keep him from whipping it out?
Yeah!
No, that is not
the
what...
less you talk about your magic bone, the better.
So, swish and spit?
Swish and spit.
Did you?
Well, I realized it would be rude to spit indoors.
Of course. Not sophisticated.
Exactly. Anyway, how was it?
I swished it too fast.
Yeah, so did I.
We could...
Yeah, just another sip. Okay, what flavors did you notice?
Ah, beer.
Yes, but in the beer.
Ale?
No, like hops, malt, spice.
Oh, I didn't notice any of those.
Okay, swish again.
Okay.
Okay, what did you taste?
There were hops and malt and spice.
Don't just repeat back to me what I said, okay? What spices?
Beer spices.
Nolan.
Then what did you taste?
I tasted the beer. I tasted the... There was a lot of...
You didn't taste it either!
I didn't cleanse my palate, okay? I need water. Barmaid!
Right. Here, take a look.
What's this?
My birth certificate.
What's your birthday?
14th of Ganay in the year 656.
Aye. That's right.
See?
Which would make you 124.
Thank you for saying I look young.
Pardon?
I'm an elf. Look at my ears.
Fine. Here's your beer.
Thank you.
Magnus.
What?
Elves live until they're almost 1,000.
So?
Proportionally, she's a 15-year-old.
That little... Hey!
Jax, I'm not pulling out of the fight.
The Black Knight has won this competition every year for the last 17 years. He is unbeatable.
He hasn't beaten me yet. Never surrender. Never give up.
Would you stop that? It is not giving up to walk away from certain death. It is not cowardice to admit you're not ready.
Shut up!
Billy, I don't want you to...
To what? To succeed? To try? I came into your bar 6 months ago looking to make my mark on the world. And you've been discouraging me ever since. You wouldn't let me fight that werewolf. You handled the troll for me. Now you're trying to get me out of my first big tournament. You have done nothing but hold me back.
That's not fair.
You know what's not fair? trapping me in your dead-end job just because you couldn't bear to talk to your customers.
I didn't... I never...
Oh, come on! I'm not stupid! I see why you gave me this plate mail. I'm the only armor you ever need now. Protecting you from all the people who just want someone to talk to. So you know what? After this, when I win, you won't see me again. Find someone else to give up their dreams for you. Where are you going?
You can do whatever you want, but you can't make me watch you die.
This might be a bad time, number 28, but your green room is ready for you.
Barmaid! Barmaid!
It's Charlene. Let's cut it with the barmaid bit.
Sorry, okay, I need water.
Right, okay.
Okay, pass me the beer.
Now swish.
Okay, alright, it...
Yes?
Well, it's got hops, for sure.
I said that.
No, hold on. And malt.
I said that too!
And spice. And the spice is all spice.
It's all spice? You taste all the spices?
Yes, I do, and they're brilliant.
You want another?
What?
You finished it.
Oh, what?
Gilroy!
I know, I've upset the balance. Okay, Nolan, on to the next bar. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I still have a whole beer. We paid for it.
Yes?
Feels a shame to leave it.
Okay. All right, then drink it. Come on. Wow, you're really gonna nurse it, huh?
Well, if I chug it, I'll get drunk. Then we can't enjoy the other beers. Oh,
if you're gonna savor it, I can't sit here with nothing to do. Bar, Charlene?
I'm right here.
I need another beer.
Already poured.
Hello there. My name is Maggie Mayfeather, and I've just come in from out of town for the joyous harvest ceremonies, and I would love to sample some of your delicious beer.
Did Pipsy put you up to this?
Pip? Him.
Your little friend. I don't know how she thought this would work. You're even tinier than she is.
Excuse you. I'm 37.
Aha! I learned my lesson. That makes you, what, 6 years old by comparison?
Magnus.
What?
She's a halfling.
So?
So, they only live to about 150.
Which would make 37.
Mid-20s, comparatively.
My apologies. Oh. Ah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Magnus?
Shax, you're back early.
Why did I find this child chugging down a pint outside?
Unhand me, you brute!
How do you know she got it from here?
It says DR on the tank.
Maybe those are her initials.
My name's Pipsy.
Bitch!
Don't call me a bitch! I'm a kid!
Nah, you admit it!
I don't have time for this. I'm going to my office. Don't let anyone disturb me.
Not a soul will bother you, my dear lady.
Okay.
We'll get you both when we're ready for the fight.
Thank you. Both?
Number 28. Pleasure to meet you.
You can call me Billy.
Well, you can call me...
The Black Knight. Champion of the King's Tournament. Terror of the Arena Sands.
Thank you.
But really, call me Douglas.
Douglas?
You want some water? That fight you had with your mother, that looked nasty.
She's not my... Why are you being so nice?
What? Just because I'm covered in spikes and have a flaming sword, suddenly I'm not allowed to offer a guy some water?
I don't know. The Black Knight. I thought he was supposed to be all scary and evil.
No, that's all for show. I'm actually a big softy. Most people don't know that about me.
Why not?
Well, I've made a living being deadly in close combat. After a while, people stop getting close.
Oh.
Water?
Yeah, thanks. Ah.
So, what was that fight even about?
Well, she wants me to surrender.
Smart woman.
Oh, I'll never surrender. Never give up. Just like Reginald the Gold.
Now, I don't know who that is.
He's the greatest hero who ever lived?
Well, I've met most of the greatest heroes that ever lived. Killed most of them, too.
You won't kill me.
I hope not.
What?
If I still had someone who looked at me the way that woman looks at you, I'd surrender.
They're ready for you!
Super! Well...
Good luck out there, Billy.
Right.
Kid, come on. You had plenty of time to pray to as many gods as you need to before. We got a show to do.
Sorry.
Fine. No, I can't. I won't serve you another.
No, Charlene. But see, Gilroy is only halfway through his... I need a pint to sip while he finishes his.
Yep, that's it. She needs it, Charlene.
I need it!
You're both cut off.
No.
Damn you, barmaid! Damn you!
Get out late!
You can't kick us out! We're sophisticated!
Yeah, she's right. We're sophisticated. So.
Security! Barry!
Security? Well, you think I'm... Whatever, you think I'm scared of whatever meathead you've got back?
Barry, get rid of him.
Come on, buddy.
We're not scared. We're not. Gilroy has his magic bow.
Hold on.
Take out your magic bow.
Don't.
Gilroy,
come here.
Hold on. Out, okay?
Out and stay out.
Okay, thank you.
What? Now?
Next bar?
Wahey!
Stupid. Oh, Shaxator. Has your heart been sufficiently shifted? Now, really, is that any way to start a business meeting?
I didn't send for you.
Didn't you? A black knight? Your armor nowhere to be seen? You mustn't forget your appointments. Perhaps you should have kept the boy around for that at least, Shaxator.
Stop calling me that.
Your little display at the arena was quite a scene. It seems you are now without the one thing which prevented you from taking our deal before.
What are you offering?
Good.
Well, look, I mean, this appears to be an upstanding sort of bar.
Yes, very sophisticated.
Barkeep, two beers.
To taste.
You two aren't secretly immortal, right?
Magnus!
Two beers coming up.
Nolan, you know what this means?
Magnus has an identical twin who owns a bar.
We got nowhere. We're back in the Jack's Rat.
No! Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I mean, we could, since we're here, we could get a couple beers for the road.
For the road?
Yeah, then we get back out there.
I am thirsty.
Exactly.
Here are your drinks.
Gilroy?
Yes?
Does this beer...
taste just like the other beers?
Yes!
Yes! Yes, it does!
Beer is beer!
Beer is beer. It tastes like beer.
I don't want to be sophisticated. I don't want to swish. I want to drink and be drunk. Can we give up?
Yeah, to giving up.
Huzzah!
Cheers!
People of Far Water, the moment you have waited for has come. The return of the champion, the cold-blooded killer, the 17-year victor. The Black Knight!
Who must I slay first?
Facing off against this titan is Bradley Barley from the town of Havenbrook. Let's give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
We've had that again.
What? My name is Billy Barlow, and I aim to be the new champion.
Well, let's not waste any more time here, folks.
Okay, yep.
Fighters, get ready. Fight! This half-pint manages to dodge the first assault just in time.
I will defeat you!
Mr. Barley Bread is finding out the battlefield isn't a great place to practice your stand-up.
Not bad, kid.
Don't pity me.
Hey, is that kid wearing women's armor? Does anyone else think that's... Actually, no. My daughter says I need to be more comfortable with things I don't understand. So, good for Brian Barback. The Black Knight is an equal opportunity beheader.
All right, then. Golden!
Wait,
strike.
What's this?
Of Duster!
Oh, there it is, folks. Bilbo Barbera is on the ground, his sword knocked out of reach. The kid fought well, but this is the end.
Last chance.
I'll never surrender. Never give up.
Come on.
Never surrender.
Here we go. The Black Knight raises his flaming sword.
Please.
I don't know what to do. Douglas, please.
I'm sorry, Billy. I hope your friend forgives me.
She won't have to.
What's this? Bilbo Barber grabs something out of his helmet and he's waving it.
I surrender.
Is that a napkin?
No!
And that's it, folks. A forfeit from the freshman outside Far Water.
Good going, kid.
Thanks, Douglas.
Shacks, Shacks, Shacksy Shacks. What were you doing back there?
It's nothing.
Shacks! I give up. These little tykes are too hard to keep track of. I'll win your heart some other way.
I'm sure.
Shax, you good?
Yeah. I'm gonna take those empty kegs out.
Okay.
I think that's my job.
Billy?
I'm sorry, Shax. Shax, you're hugging me.
You tell anyone, you'll wish you stayed in that arena.
Yeah, okay.
God, these boot plates are really big.
Hello, yes, I am an adult. Can I please have a beer?
Magnus, come quick. This kid's fake beard looks better than your real one.
Hi, everyone.
Billy!
The boy is back! How'd you do?
I surrendered.
Oh.
Hey, but at least you're here.
Wait.
Rothfuss! You owe me 7 crown! The boy lived.
Oh, how'd your pub crawl go?
Other people can swish and spit.
We'd rather chug.
Chug! 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 Yeah!
It's too bad you didn't get back 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah? Why's that?
I wouldn't have sold the Dragon's Rest if you had.
What?
No, really. I must end the tale there. What sort of storyteller would I be if I didn't leave you wanting more? Hey! Don't throw that! I promise when I return, there will be many more stories to hear. Tales. Not of high magics, nor great deeds, nor impossible heroes, but of a simple tavern known as the Dragon's Rest!
This episode of Dragon's Rest was written and directed by Darcy Thompson. It was co-directed by Sam Hannum. Darcy Thompson starred as Billy Barlow, with Caroline Portant as Shax, Anthony Abdo as Gilroy, Olivia Bernabe as Nolan, and Matthew Maiolo as Magnus. It also featured Gabrielle Schlein as Charlene and the tournament official, Matthew Donovan DiLoretto as the Black Knight, Isabel Seaman as Pipsy, and Dustin Babin as the arena announcer, with various other voices provided by Andrew DiNatale, Duncan Richards, and Carson Marie Ernest. Music composed by Tan Onwimon. Post-sound services provided by Peepaw's Basement Films. The live oboe in the theme was performed by Sonia Mateus, with a whistle and Elan pipes performed by Tan Onwimon. Nolan's lute was performed by David Kurowski. Sound design and mix by Michael Spencer. Foley by Daniel Smythe Temple. Podcast art by Jack Homer. If you enjoyed our program, make sure to leave a review. You can find The Dragon's Rest online at dragonsrestshow.com or on Twitter and Instagram at Dragon's Rest Show. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA and our GoFundMe donors. For more information, check the show notes. This episode was, as always, narrated by me, Richard Thompson. Until your next stay with us, remember, if a giant tells you to take something with a grain of salt, you're better off completely ignoring it.
Hey guys, it's Darcy. So, since this is the end of season one, I wanted to thank some of the other people that helped us get this point that you may not have heard about in our previous credits. That's our GoFundMe donors. They were immensely kind. They're people, friends, family, fans who donated to our GoFundMe campaign to help raise funds for post-production, for marketing, to get us to where we are today. Now, I'm not going to be able to thank everyone because some people submitted anonymously to that donation campaign, and in respect of their anonymity, we won't be listing them, of course, but I'd like you all to know that there are other patrons out there who helped us on our journey. But without further ado, here is a quick thank you to all of our GoFundMe donors. Michelle O'Neill, Marjorie Selden, Carl Kensler, Deborah Lancaster, Karen Taylor, Christopher Gerson, Steph Gorell, Pamela M. Keller, Susan McCaskey, Carol Mazuvenchero, Chloe Mollis McBride, Amit Sankaran, Tim McGordy, Wayne Lancaster, Amy Stemhagen, Lisa Kaufman, Doug Breen, Joel Schneider, Genevieve Scott, Jennifer McCaskey, Jeffrey Smith, Abraham Offsell, Catherine McCaskey, Catherine Aylwin, Josanne DiNatale, Suzanne Pichler, Lauren Boyer, Alexis Simmons, Stuart Wexler, Christopher Thompson, Rowan Thompson, Gabrielle Schlein, Marcia Olander, Gregory Noma, Pamela Schultz, Kevin Deming, Nicholas Kakaro, Blake Warrench, Heather Colvin, Bella Kowalik, Brian Emery, Ryan Reed, Sean Fossey, Carol LaFelt, and Richard Holman. All right, gang, that's all for season one. But don't go far, we'll be back very soon with a Q&A episode. Make sure you submit any questions you want answered. Info for that can be found on our socials. We'll also be keeping the feed alive with some bonus episodes while we gear up for season two. Until then, we wish you the best on your adventures and look forward to your next stay with us here at the Dragon's Rest.